Os agradecer a las...
I'd like to thank ECLAC for the presentation of the report on Latin America and the Caribbean and for the work done. We would like to go into the details of Argentina's case and share with you some of the major economic successes of President Milei's first year. One of the most significant achievements was the drastic reduction in inflation. A year ago, the inflation rate was 16,000% annualized. This meant there was a hyperinflation, which was unprecedented in our history. Today, the same figure is at 1.2% per month in October and has continued to fall, meaning that inflation is nothing more than a bad memory now. Also, we have overcome our deficit, turning into a surplus. We had a 15% deficit relative to GDP. Now the country has achieved a fiscal surplus which has no link to default in any way, and this achievement is linked to the most significant adjustment in our history and our monetary policy. We have managed to address a debt, including through measures taken with imports, and we have also overcome our trade deficit and negative reserves to the tune of $11 million. We've addressed that. Now we have a trade surplus that is on the rise, and we have accumulated more than $20 million in reserves, which is a historic record for our nation. Finally, we have achieved a major exchange rate stability. Last year, the exchange rate gap between an official dollar and an unofficial dollar was of 180%. Now it is almost zilch, with the dollar the same at the same level as last year, the same value as last year. This means that we have increased the minimum wage from $300 to $1,100, and we have facilitated access to affordable credit, thereby fostering job growth. President, last year we were among the worst performing states regarding economic performance. Now we are actually in the higher part of the table, and we will continue to strive to become one of the freest countries in the world. But an additional fact, and a very important one, all these situations and measures are taking place in a context where the government has more than 52% of support from our government, according to the most pessimistic statistics. Thank you.